Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him. With me this week, Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My pronouns are also he, him.
Jennifer Cheek.
Hi, everyone. My pronouns are she, her.
Nika Howard.
Hello. My pronouns are she, her.
And Mike Bachman.
Hey, everyone. He, him.
Do you guys remember when we started this podcast? We're here. Like, I remember us having the conversation. We were in our apartment in Brighton. Sitting at that shitty table in our kitchen. Man.
I was combing my hair.
Yeah. And it was like, when are we going to start over at level one? When are we going to play new characters? And it's like, no.
Never. And
Never.
Then 9 years later.
9 years later.
I feel like we're all in such different places. Like, I feel like so fucking ready to play a level one again. But that at the same time, when I saw how much HP my character had, I was like, no! I'm so squishy!
Yeah, Jennifer was making her character, and she was like, all right, what magic items do I get? I was like, none.
Like, what? Like, nothing? I can't
none.
Believe
you
this.
Get none. What a big change, man. 9 years and we're finally doing it. And, so happy everyone is here to join us. If you are new to the show, you can come join us on Tuesday nights at around 8:45 PM Eastern, where we record these suckers live.
The pre-show, it's wild, but the outtakes, it's fun.
Yeah. The podcast version is still the canonical version, of course, but, I feel like a lot of people do it for the community. Say hi, chat.
Yeah. It's good to hang out. So twitch.tv/geeklyinked.
Yeah.
Tuesdays, 8:45 Eastern.
We have a Patreon, patreon.com/DnDpodcast. Our Twitter is @DnDpodcast. We've been doing it for long enough that we have @DnDpodcast. So
Yeah.
We also give away Die Hard Dice, which is our dice sponsor, our dice affiliate, on Twitch every week at the end of the stream. But, you know, we'll talk about it later. But just in case, if you know, you can go to dieharddice.com, enter the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark, and get 15% off your order. And a little bit comes to us. So that's a little ad. Just, you know, kind of lightly front load it so new folks can see what's up.
The lands of Drunkaros are vast. Over the past 9 years, we have told many of the stories of this vast land, but not all of them. Our focus is going to go west, past the wildlands, past the crossroads, and into the areas that are cut off from places we know well. We're also going years into the future, after the tale of the Tower of Grey finished. But I'd like to leave that a little vague. Things are a bit different here. To start off, this land has been united under the rule of one Emperor Beauregard. He rose to power as a great warrior, renowned for killing the last of the dragons, and finally bringing some safety to the people. He also drove off the wizards and smashed the White Spire, so common people would no longer need to fear being bewitched or burned alive in magical flames. His secret was Theonite, a magical metal with strange properties. It is said that in the right hands, this metal is able to control magic. He formed a new order of sorcerers called the Orinatio Theonitis. They are easy to spot with their Theonite collars, which can never be removed. He was also able to unite religion. All clerics now serve Rhea, the queen of the gods, patron of summer, ruler of the sun and sky, and keeper of law, order, and justice. The other gods are not to be spoken of, unless the speaker is fond of rotting away in a castle dungeon. We start our new tale in the year of 3122 in the month of the queen, just a couple of weeks from Remembrance Day, a feast that celebrates Beauregard's great victory over magic in the White Spire.
Hi, I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Now, Mr. Bachman, so your character is, he does not live where this campaign's going to start. He lives somewhere else.
Yes.
Do you want to describe him for us? Maybe start physically?
Yeah.
And like where he is, like describe the building he's in.
Okay. Okay. He is hot. He's kind of wears like a long pea coat with like a black turtleneck.
A duster.
Yeah. Like textbook attractiveness is very symmetrical, very unassuming. And it got nicely coiffed black hair.
Okay. What kind of clothes is he wearing?
Yeah, he does have pants and shoes, and they're nice.
They're nice. Is he human?
Yeah, he's human.
Wow. Wild.
Just a regular ass, nothing special human.
And so where would he be right now?
He would be in a rather large mansion.
Okay.
Sitting in front of a fire. It's kind of warm out, but you know, it's customary to have fires going in large rooms such as these.
Yeah.
Well, I say sitting. There would be a solitaire chair in the middle of the room, facing this fireplace, but he is standing off to some very large, like vaulted ceiling, like the large windows, staring contemplatively.
Is it raining? Sounds like it's raining.
Oh, it has to be raining.
Huge thunder cracks.
The door opens as a particularly huge thunder crack cracks thunder. And flashes outside the window, and you hear the clip-clop of your manservant, Milton Graves, as he enters the chambers.
Is he a centaur?
No, he's just wearing, you know, shoes that are, like, real.
He's his valet and his valet.
Master Screech, I have procured a carriage seat for you in the next caravan to Rhymeford. It will arrive before Remembrance Day as requested.
Good. Prep my things. It's going to be a long night, Milton.
I shall get on it right away, sir, but I found out some additional things about Rhymeford, and I have to say that I do not approve of this trip.
I've never needed your approval, Milton. But I've always been grateful for it. You know why I have to go.
But, sir, it was so many years ago. Can't you just move on with your life?
It feels like it's just yesterday. For me.
What are we talking about again, sir?
You've gone aloof in your old age. We're talking about the murder of my parents.
Oh.
Those magic users so many years ago.
Right. Yes.
The Echo name has been forever tarnished by the depths of the underbelly of that city.
But, sir, the name has not been tarnished. In any way, the Reverb Mining and Logistics Company is as grand as it ever was when your parents were still alive.
My parents, Milton, Blast and Toot Echo, They died, Milton, and I can't bring them back. But I can bring back justice to these city streets.
But you don't even know that the
rebels are
in this far-flung town. Did you know that there's only one inn and it's called the Goblin Pit?
Really?
In the whole town, one inn.
Do we have status there, Milton?
Well, the mine is being managed by Granona Flintbeard.
Granola?
Granona, like Winona, but with a grow.
I knew that.
Granona is aware that you are coming and will be looking in on why the mine has not been producing as well as it should.
The mine is the least of our worries, Milton. But you know as well as I that I'm really going there to investigate the seedy underbelly of the town.
There's even a decrepit old white spire there. Do you know how dangerous those things are? They're all cursed.
Bet you a lot of winged animals live in a place like that?
I do not know what you speak of, sir.
You think I'm still looking for a new design for the gear, Milton.
Got sugar gliders.
the winged squirrel isn't working. It's a large tail, Milton. It makes me too easy to spot.
I said to go with a barn swallow. You've heard me time and again.
Barn swallows aren't cool, but Milton. Anyway, I have to go tonight.
Okay, well, the caravan leaves tomorrow. I've got a ticket for you on the next coach.
Tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow, bright and early.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, that's... You, I couldn't do this without you, Milton. Literally.
Is there anything else you'd like to know before you head off on this, dare I say, fool's errand?
Just one thing, Milton. It's gonna be a long night.
Next, we're going to travel to the capital of Farhold. This is the big capital. To the headquarters of the Ordinatio Theonitis, which the commoners refer to as the Slab, since it appears to be a huge cube with just one entrance and no windows. Jennifer, can you describe your character for me?
She has dark hair. That is in what you would call a hime cut, which is little blunt bangs, and she's got two little pieces in the front and then long hair in the back. Mm. She has a gold metallic collar around her neck. She is wearing clothes that I would say are reminiscent of Lady Jessica from the Dune series. And TBQH, we've got a little splash of Padme Amidala going on. Just Ooh, think like,
hell yeah.
Think like she's like sweeping like robes and it's all up to her neck and like long sleeves and she's very covered up.
Is this like the outfit whenever she is on honeymoon with Anakin, the sunset dress?
Anything like that except for she's very covered up. Like her skin is very covered up. So she has like a big cloak that she can like put over her head, that kind of thing. But she's, I would say she's pretty tall. Tall, actually, and very dark hair.
How tall?
Honestly, looks like 6 feet tall. Why not?
Jesus, nice.
Why not? I've never been tall. Why not make my character tall?
It's a fantasy world.
Great, wonderful.
Oh, and she's also a human.
Also a human. Interesting.
Also a human.
Wow. What is her? So we had Screech Echo.
Oh right, I didn't say my name. I will be playing Celine von Esper.
Ooh. So you grew up in a rich house, a rich family.
Yes, like maybe not one of the major houses, but like a second down. Like mm-hmm. My family had money and we, were amongst all the fancy people and the society and all that stuff.
So, and then you showed promise of magical ability.
I sure did.
And so you were whisked away to the OT.
Mm-hmm.
Ordinatio Theonitis. I like saying Theonitis. I don't like the first one.
Yeah. So yeah, I was the first child in my family and an incident happened, which I'm still a little unclear on because I can never get my mom to actually tell me a lot of details about it. But regardless, I have magic, so normally I would be the person inheriting everything from my house because I'm the first child, but instead I went to magic school. So I have three other siblings, and my younger brother Leo is now kind of taking things over for the family, and I have two twin teen siblings.
Nice. It's been about a year since you finished your training.
And it's like a long training because I'm in like my early 30s. It's like serious, like super extra PhD.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm still kind of fresh.
Yeah. So you're still fresh and you have for the first time been summoned on your own to see Master Kagan. He would like you to come visit him in his office.
So Selene is standing outside the door. Okay, you got this. Just don't say anything weird. Be very polite. And she takes a little handkerchief out of her pocket and pats the sweat off of her face and underneath her bangs so she can't let her bangs look at a place. Okay. And then I open the door. Master Kagan, I heard you wanted to see me.
Adept Selene, welcome. Please sit.
Okay.
So, I have a mission for you. Your first field mission.
Oh, well, of course I'm prepared. My training has, you know, prepared me for this moment, and anything that will be in service to the kingdom, I'm ready to do.
Excellent. I've heard nothing but good things from everyone I spoke to, and we will need someone we can trust for this mission because you are going into the enemy's lair.
Oh my goodness. Well, where would I be going specifically?
You will be going to the Whispering Peaks region, to the town of Rhymeford.
Oh, I've never heard of that. I mean, we studied all the different regions, and I'm sure that I'll have some time before we go to really prepare and make sure
Well, you're leaving tomorrow morning.
Oh, of course, I'm ready to go. Will anyone be going with me, or is this a solo mission?
If we go in with too many troops, it'll be too obvious that we know something big is going down there. So we need you to go in by yourself.
Well, I have transportation and lodging. Is someone to carry my bags?
No, you will not have someone to carry your bags. I will give you, you will have a small stipend, and you will be traveling via caravan.
Oh, yes, of course, Master Kagan.
This is what we know. There's a theonite mine in the town, which has been always one of our best producers, and it has continued to fall off to the point of being nearly useless, and we suspect there are rebels interfering.
Huh. So am I to put down a rebellion alone?
You need not put down an entire rebellion on your own.
Of course. I was joking.
Yes, we don't joke here in this lab.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was. I actually was just sincerely asking. I really wasn't sure, honestly.
I understand your. Yes. Anyway, I understand you're nervous. You'll be doing just fine. You need to go. You need to find out what's happening in the Theonite Mine. The Remembrance Day feast is coming. We would like you to get there before that, because with all the food and drink, the tongues will be loosened, and you should be able to get more information that way.
Yes. This is quite an honor, Master Kagan, and I will be sure not to disappoint you or the Order. I'm taking this very seriously. Well, I guess I better go back and start doing some last-minute research and packing, hadn't I?
Yes, check in with Sir Yalos when you get there. He is the purview of the town. He is in the keep there. And I have been told actually to be careful of the inn proprietor. They are not what they seem.
Oh, well, I will keep my eyes peeled, sir.
And then he just starts looking down and starts writing, and you realize that You have been dismissed.
Thank you. And I walk out and close the door and just kind of like slump against it. Fuck. How am I going to do this by myself?
You do know that your caller has some rudimentary communication abilities.
So if I need to like put out a signal that like shit's not cool.
Yeah, you can essentially has like a what would be a panic. Not that anyone could get there. Well, maybe they could teleport. So maybe they could get there pretty fast, but.
Yeah.
Before you go.
Yes.
Celine?
It's Celine, sir. Celine von Esper.
Celine. Okay.
You might know my dad. Anyway, yes.
If you do run into trouble, do keep a low profile. The proximity of the mine will cause a great deal of interference with your collar.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So you will want to get about a mile away from the mine if you need to contact us.
Okay. Good to know. Well, and she takes a little notebook and just writing things out.
All right, that is all.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, my God. Huh. Okay. Well, you've never been outside of the city before. And you're going by yourself, but it's going to be okay. You'll be able to figure it out. I don't really know how to get in room at the inn. but I'm sure I'll be okay. It'll be fine.
So the next day comes, and you are told to meet at a local tavern in town where you will be picking up the carriage in the caravan. So you head down there and you are led into the caravan, and there's one other person sitting inside of the carriage.
What do they look like?
He's got black curly hair.
So like swooped hair? Swoopy?
It's like a swoop.
Hi there, are you, I guess we're going to the same place, or maybe you could be just going somewhere along the way. I guess we don't know if we're going to the same place or not.
Oh, I heard this is supposed to be a private car. But I don't mind the company.
Yes, well, this is, so as you can tell, obviously, I'm part of the order, and she kind of, like, gestures towards the caller. So, you know, order business.
Oh, of course. I'd hate to stand in the way of the order. Please, have a seat.
Celine sits down across.
The carriage starts, and apparently it's, like, a week-long journey.
Oh, damn. We are going to get to know each other real well, me and Screech.
Where do people sleep in these things?
They don't.
Does it, like, stop at, like, inns along the way or something?
Yes.
You could ask the driver. You can see the driver. You can, like, knock on the little window or whatever.
Yes.
So I'm sure that someone yes. took the order to talk to you. But are we going to be, like, stopping at any inns along the way? Or are we sleeping in here? I just wasn't really sure how it worked.
No, you can't sleep inside the... You can't sleep in the carriage.
So, okay. So we'll be stopping at inns along the way?
Tonight we will.
Okay. Celine kind of sits back and then looks at the other person in the carriage with her.
We will set up a tent on the other nights.
Okay. Sure. Thank you, sir. Thank you. And then Celine is like...
This your first time on a caravan, Miss...
Sorry, I didn't even introduce myself. Oh, my goodness. I'm Celine von Esper. Add up to Celine, if you prefer that. I'm pretty new adepts, and I just finished school not super long ago, and I haven't really traveled a lot outside of the capital, so... But, you know, Master Kagan thinks I can do this... general order business. He thinks I can handle it on my own. Sorry, what was your name?
The name's Screech. Screech Echo.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Echo. What, are you also going to Rhymeford?
Yes, I'm going to... And thank you for saying the name again. I had it written down wrong, but, yes, I'm going, we're heading out to Rhymeford to, take a look at this this mine that my family's company owns.
Oh, your company owns the mine?
Yes, that's why they call it mine.
Oh, wow. That's, That's so, are your family owns it. So are you going to just check in on things, or, I mean, hopefully you're in this carriage, so it's, your business is going well?
Well, frankly, this particular mine's been underperforming.
Huh.
We may have to shut it down if things don't go well.
Oh, well, I hope that's not the case. I hope that it starts producing again. I mean, you know, if we can't, then that's no good for me either, right?
Well, you know, frankly, we've got tons of these mines, and it's no big deal to me one way or the other.
Well, when you're not checking on your family's mines, what do you do?
Do you mean at night?
I mean, I guess it, whenever you want to tell me about it, I guess.
At night, I go out.
Oh, like, you go to different taverns, or...
You could say that.
Oh, okay.
Wherever the night leads me.
Delana's, like, very tense right now. Inside, she's like, I never go out and do anything. I don't want to talk to anyone.
Yes, when darkness looms and the only thing in the sky is the moon. But enough about me. You're going to Rhymeford, first time out of the city. Pretty excited?
Oh, yes. I'm very excited. It's a great opportunity to prove myself, and I'm sure it will be a great learning experience.
I'm sure. Well, we've got a long ride ahead of us, Celine, so let's get to know each other.
Okay.
So time passes. How do you think this trip goes?
A week with these carriage? I do feel like Celine would definitely try to, like, get info out of him about his business, the family business, and maybe, do you think that Screech would, like, open up to Celine at all about what his nighttime business is?
I don't think so, but I think he would say a lot of, like, very leading things about dark and night.
Okay.
Yeah, because you guys are sitting around a fire, presumably staring into it.
Yeah, and Screech is loving it.
The flames are, like, reflecting on his face.
Carriage man, turn out the lanterns around here.
Yeah, you're trying to read, but he's constantly like, you mind if I turn this light out?
Yeah, I feel like Celine would honestly just be, like, furiously, like, reading, like, books and taking notes on things, mm-hmm. like, preparing.
How to be around a poor person for that.
Oh, I've read that one.
How to infiltrate.
How to eat food with your hands.
So, it's a bumpy ride. Your butt hurts, but you make it to the first tavern, the first inn. It's not so bad. You know, there's a bard playing, and, you know, the next day starts, and, you know, you're back in the carriage, you're going, do a whole nother day, your butt hurts in places you didn't know your butt could hurt because of all the bounces and whatnot. They don't have very good shocks.
No. It sounds like riding in a carriage like that would suck so bad.
Oh, yeah.
Just like your teeth rattling the whole time.
It is. It's fall, so it's, like, nice. It's still, like, it's early fall, so it's, like, it's not hot anymore. So it is generally pleasant, other than just the smelly, dirty, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do feel like at this point, Selena is, like, bedraggled in a way that she has never been before. The dust just gets through.
Michael, were you saying the smelly, dirty passenger, or...?
Just being, you know, in an enclosed space for 2 days
gotcha.
Straight.
Yeah.
There's probably, someone's got a fart at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I have magic for that.
the really, like, researched weaving cloth of from my company keeps all my farts inside my pants. but also, when I do finally take them off, it's not great.
They're all just trapped in there.
You break the seal. It's just like...
Oh, my God.
It's the end of the second day, and they set up camp. And it's outside. And it's getting a little chilly. And they, you know, they make a fire.
Uh-huh.
They put up a few tents. You get your own tent. So that's exciting.
So was this a tent that... This was, like, a part of the caravan, or did, like, someone order a gift? Oh, boy. Okay, I feel like Celine's not gonna know how to do this.
Oh, they set it up for you.
Okay, thank God. I do have my own tent. Okay.
Yeah, the tent is just as big inside as appears outside. That might be a shock.
My tent has a large window in the side so I can brood.
And, you know, you have your first road meal. It is not the fare that you're used to.
So it's like, thank you. I love it. Like, pours on the ground.
Screech would, like, much in the way that, like, somebody when the coffee's bad would, like, offer up somebody some of their flask. He's got what, I'm trying to think of how you would describe, like, a meat flask.
Uh-huh.
Like, I got meat, like, on me for that's, like, a really nice cut.
You probably put, like, a sausage thing in one of those coin counters and shoot out, like, pre-cut sausage rings. You know
what
I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Wow. Like a Pez dispenser, but for salami.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I would probably offer some of that to Celine. With a wink, like, food's bad, huh?
Yeah, I have to say, I'm not really used to eating this kind of food.
What would be the Drunkaros version of Wagyu beef?
It's just Wagyu beef.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you mean this kind of food? And I show them like my fancy beef.
Oh,
showing your fancy beef already.
Wow. Only the second night.
It seems like you have better provisions than me. I didn't quite know what to pack. If I thought about things, I could have packed some.
Oh, you don't have a master of staff to take care of that for you?
Well, before I would just get all my meals from the dining hall. Not here. They thought I could do it by myself. So, yeah. No master house.
Yes, I get my meals from my personal dining hall as well. It's a grand room with a long table, a one chair.
Oh, that sounds kind of lonely. I mean, I'm sure it's nice. I'm sure the table's nice.
What if you left two empty chairs for your parents?
Oh, no!
And you still sit in your high chair like a freak. Alfred or whatever his name is, cut my food.
Yeah, dude, I'm gonna be first.
A bonnet.
Yeah.
He puts a little bib on him.
Huge lolly if he's good.
Yeah. It's, Ellie, it's not a healthy way to grieve.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I do like that, though. The long, I'm at the end. It's a long table and then two empty chairs. Milton would set out the plates and cutlery and then pick them up again at the end of the meal.
With the rotten food.
So you all have your Wagyu A5 beef, and and now it's time to turn in.
And so I guess the first time you say it at the end, right?
Yeah.
So this is my first, okay. So I'm assuming I do have like a little pack and an adventurer's kit. Mm. And I'm laying there, tossing and turning in my tent, shivering. And I'm writing, let's say I'm writing in a diary. I have a little diary that I'm keeping.
Love it.
And I'm just like, what am I doing?
What is Screech doing?
Screech has it's like a California King, like four poster in the middle of this thing. And he would have spread out on the bedding 1,000 ball bearings perfectly laid out in a square, and he'd be counting and examining all of them.
Okay. Can I have you both roll perception, please?
Oh, yeah! Yes.
First roll.
Oh, thought you'd never ask.
I got a nat 20. Woo! Baby! First roll of the
year. John got a nat 20 in the episode zero. You got a nat 20 here.
So God is good. He has a 23.
I only got a 15.
So you hear some rustling outside. Celine, you definitely hear what you believe are three or four sets of small feet making their way into camp.
I would like to crack open the tent and look out. Just one little eye. Discreetly.
Roll investigate.
Go!
There we go.
Nine. There, Jennifer's back, baby.
You can't make it out, but you think you saw a shape disappear behind Screech's tent.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so I am like, like, part of me really wants to just stay in my tent.
I missed it, Michael. Did you say I passed at 15?
You hear some rustling outside, but you're not sure what it is.
Okay. I would like to move into the shadows. Are there shadows around, Michael? It's nighttime.
Yeah, there are shadows.
Yeah.
You're inside of a tent and there's shadows.
Well, I wanna slip out of the tent.
Oh, you slip out of the tent.
And I'll roll stealth for that if you need. I got a plus 7 to stealth, but I did roll a nat 1, so...
No!
You see Echo, he gets up out of bed and a bunch of ball bearings fall off the bed.
I slept with him?
And Echo comes rolling out of the tent.
Michael's gonna be a real stickler. You didn't say that I put it away 1,000 times, so this is on you.
No, you're doing comical, like, slipping on them.
I thought you were gonna sleep on it Bed O'Neill style.
I didn't know. I was just checking them out.
You were still counting them.
Michael, I rolled a 20, a nat 20 again for myself.
Oh my god. This is fucking embarrassing.
And wait a second, you're a magic user, but
I just roll really good.
You hear as Screech comes rocketing out of his tent.
Real Mr. Magoo, like, whoa!
You hear a high-pitched yelp. And I'm going to have to ask everyone who's here. Sorry, other two people who don't get to play yet. Roll initiative.
Initiative?
Oh, shit.
I'm rolling too. I won't tell you what I got, but...
Oh my god, I'm so good tonight.
I am not this little guy, so I just, you know.
21.
24.
Holy shit.
So high.
I throw 1,000 ball bearings at them.
Okay, there are three goblins that have entered camp and are holding knives, and they look like they're out for blood.
Oh man. Put up your dukes.
I'm playing three goblins.
Yeah, you're three goblins in a trench coat.
Yep.
Screech, you're up first.
Okay, I want to attack one of them. I want to get real... Well, how does, like, hiding in combat work? Like, there's ways to do it, right? Is there a way to use just, like, a stealth roll as an action, or...?
Sure.
Okay, I would do that. I would, try and do some sort of a flourish back into the shadows. Much quieter than the last time. 22.
You melt into the shadows.
Okay. And then how does, like, nope, that's it. I just disappear.
Okay. Celine, you briefly see your friend Screech Echo come rolling out of his tent and then dive behind something into the shadows. You see the goblins. There are three goblins. They see you. No, they don't see you. You're invisible.
Okay, well, I would like to try to cast Ray of Frost on, I don't know, the one that's closest to me.
Okay.
So...
Do you think Celine has seen action before?
No! No! No, Celine is freaking out right now. Shit, shit, shit! Yeah, I feel like this, I mean, like, I've, like, done practice stuff, but this is the first, like, incident that I have been involved in.
Yeah, you've had tons of training.
I've had training, a lot of training. So... Yeah, so I just kind of blast it out. So that would be 21.
That hits so much.
Yay! Okay, so a frigid beam of blue-white light streaks towards the creature, and it takes 1d8 cold damage, and its speed is reduced by 10 until the start of my next turn. 4 cold damage!
The goblin goes,
And then I would like to, as a bonus action, I'm going to try to telekinetically shove the goblin into... Actually, I would like to shove one of them into the other if I can, if they're, like, close enough.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, they have to succeed on a strength save or be moved 5 feet.
It's not very strong.
I would like to move the one that I just hit. I want to shove him into another one.
All right. Well, it rolled pretty well. 16 minus 1, so that's a 15.
Oh. Okay, he passes. DC 13.
Damn. Must be weird, though, to get shoved out of nowhere.
But he doesn't get shoved.
Well, he still feels
it. He feels it, but yeah, that's true. So he got blasted with cold and also attempted shove. That's my turn.
The goblins all turn at you, seeing you having fired magic, and they go, and they all pull out short bows, and you have three arrows fired at you.
Oh my god, you're gonna die.
This could be the end of your character.
No, we can't! Yeah, we can't!
First roll is a 23.
What the fuck? Against my AC?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it fucking hits! My AC's 12!
First one does 5 piercing damage.
Michael, I just wanna point out that I have 8 hit points.
You still have 8 after getting hit for 5?
No, I started at 8, so I have 3 now.
That's why I'm hiding.
This is why I wanted us to run a practice level 1 kit-like session.
Oh my god, oh my god.
But honestly, this, I feel like Celine would just fucking do this. She's like, I've got to do it.
Run away, run away.
The second roll is a 13.
Yeah, it hits.
Wow, your arm class sucks.
Do you not have the thing?
What thing?
Shield?
Well, yeah, I mean, actually, yes.
Do you want to die?
No, I don't want to die. Okay, all right. I cast shield. It's a reaction, so.
This is fun.
Michael! Why do you take joy in this?
Michael,
I really didn't want to take shield, and now I'm like, damn, I'm glad I took shield.
Yeah.
Wait till Michael sees all the magic items I have.
You're all rich, so.
So what does your AC turn into when you use shield?
It'll be 17 now.
Okay, it's just for that one attack, though.
This round,
the rest of the round.
Okay. Well, that one plinks harmlessly off your shield.
Thank God!
Then the third arrow comes whizzing at you. Oh my god.
Michael! Please tell me you didn't do a 20!
Nah, I rolled a 4.
Oh, I was like, I'm gonna stomp away.
Screech, you're up. You just saw your new friend get pelted with multiple arrows, and she's not looking good.
Screech has seen combat before.
I got arrows.
Yeah.
Oh man.
What are you doing? Are you are you screaming?
I think I am screaming. Holy shit, I'm bleeding.
How does attacking from stealth work? Does it reveal you if it's like a ranged?
Yeah.
And there's only one that's damaged, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. I will fire my short bow at the one that's damaged. 19?
Woo!
That hits.
Okay, this is a sneak attack.
Great roll.
That's going to be 10 damage.
What does it look like when you kill this goblin?
From seemingly nowhere, you hear a whooshing sound, and you catch just a glint in the moonlight of the shaft of an arrow, and at its tip, a sharpened silhouette of a squirrel. And as you look up at the top of the hill that is most assuredly there, you see what is clearly a man in a squirrel costume. Michael, we didn't discuss like what kind of action it is to do costume changes.
No, we didn't.
But I'm going to hope you'll let me do this.
What choice do I have now?
Squirrel armor, it has only a 2-second doffing time.
Yeah.
Or donning time. It's a bitch to get out of, though.
Yeah, the doffing time is way longer.
I constantly have a costume change as a ready to action. Like pretty much always. Because I didn't have anything witty prepared for him to say, he just says, finally, the night.
Okay. Is that it?
Yes, I'm level 1.
All right, Celine. You've got an arrow sticking out of you, and you just witnessed a humanoid creature die in front of your eyes. You see You see the light extinguish as his eyes go glazed and he falls dead.
Honestly, am I able to like run away from this? I think Selene would try to go find whoever's in charge of this wagon train or whatever the hell, our caravan.
Okay, you're gonna run for it?
Yeah, I'm gonna run for it. I'm scared.
Okay. You,
yeah, the caravan guy probably has a shotgun.
Yeah, something. I mean, not a shotgun.
It's been a long time since campaign one.
He's got lasers.
An airplane goes overhead.
I mean, I guess. Is it so? One is down, and are there still two?
There's two left. Yeah, there are other. There's the tent for the driver, and there are some other, you know, people, because it is a caravan, and you actually do hear shouts from other parts of the caravan. It seems like this is not the only attack that's happening.
Oh fuck. In that case, I'm going to cast not a cantrip. I'm going to attempt to cast sleep on the two goblins, which maybe I shouldn't have done to begin with. I didn't think they'd be this hard. Honestly.
Goblins are motherfuckers.
I didn't know what was up there. But honestly, I think it's realistic for my character.
So true.
So for sleep, it just is, right? Like, I don't have to like roll for anything, right?
Oh, it's based on their hit dice.
Yeah,
so I have to roll 5d8, and the total is how many hit points of creatures this spell can affect. Creatures within 28 feet of a point you choose are affected in an ascending order of their current hit points. Okay, so let me roll 5d8.
Yeah, sleep is like the only spell that I know of that works the way it does, which I think is cool.
Okay, so 26 is what I rolled from my 5d8. So 26 worth of hit points.
Yeah, so if there's 13, if they each have 13, they both fall asleep. But if they each have 14, only one falls asleep. Is that correct?
Both goblins slump to the ground, sleepy.
Mr. Echo, what's happening?
I vanish. No. Stealth roll.
Shit.
Who's that? I don't know him.
Holy shit. I rolled a two. I mean, it's nine. It's a nine.
Your branch breaks.
It's a contested roll.
Yeah, roll perception.
21.
Is that better than a two?
Okay, what did you say to Screech again?
I said, what's going on? What is this?
Oh, I have no idea. I have no idea. And he runs behind a tree, but you totally see him. The tail is sticking out.
I run over with him behind the tree. And I
goddamn
try to hide,
zipper.
I try to hide too. Is the arrow like actively like in me right now? Or,
yes.
I'm trying to climb the tree.
Do you have like a, I don't know, a first aid kit? I mean, I guess I do, but I have an arrow in me right now. I don't know how to do this. Selene just sits down on the ground.
Yeah, you just need to learn the ways of darkness. I can teach you if you wanted to, you know, maybe be my sidekick.
Oh my God. Will you help me take this arrow out of my arm?
What do you do? You break off the arrow, right?
And then, yeah.
And then push it out the other side? What do you do with arrows?
That is how you do it, though.
Well, if it's all the way through. If it's only, like, just in the surface, and then you just push it the rest of the way. Okay, yeah, I would do whatever it is that one does there.
Roll medicine.
Oh, boy. That's... Ooh. Ooh. Hey, 17 plus 1, 18.
It works.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
Batman did perform a tracheotomy on a baby in the sewer one time, so.
I feel like it would make sense for your character to have some like first aid knowledge.
He doesn't though.
Oh.
So a bunch of the caravan guards come stomping in, and they're like, "Oh!" And they see the dead goblin and the sleeping goblins, and they deal with that.
Okay, there's guards here. I gotta go again.
I'm out.
Okay, nat 20 that time.
Okay, you vanish like the night.
And Screech immediately comes around the corner. Oh, what happened?
Leaf in his ear.
Like, he hasn't even learned that there needs to be, like, a delay or an alibi.
But, honestly, too, like, Selena's, like, not even paying attention because she is, like, sitting on the ground, just kind of, like, staring into the distance. There's, like, tear tracks down her face. Dirty.
Oh my God, Selene, you've been shot.
Yeah, you helped. Because, okay.
I was on my bed counting my ball bearing collection.
Roll deception with disadvantage.
I mean, I think, yeah, I mean, I'll roll it, but I think she probably does not believe. I hate a disadvantage. I got to roll again, but that was a nat 20.
Oh my God. I hope it's a 19.
No, I guess 7 plus, let's see, what's my deception? So 9.
But so, yeah, Selene knows what's up, but she assumes he's lying for a reason. Like, maybe the, like, she's like doing the, like, her brain is like doing the, like, you know, like the math, like circling around her brain, like branching out. That's what's going on inside. And she's like, okay, he must be trying to hide it for a reason.
The bullshit answer that superheroes always give of like, I have to do it because you'd never be safe. You immediately go there. You're like, oh, well, he has to.
Yeah. He's got to do this. So,
do you wear glasses or anything? Do you kind of like roll that into your disguise or whatever persona?
No, but I was wearing a nose in the squirrel costume.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, you just had this first encounter. You survive it. You make it through it. And the rest of your trip is uneventful. So you're traveling, you're almost to the sleepy town of Rhymeford, which is nestled deep in the mountains of the Whispering Peaks. The first thing you see as you approach is a waterfall that it's got to be like 100 feet high at least. It's this huge waterfall. The town is up on a ridge, and so you have to take a winding switchback trail to get up there, which is... it's very difficult for your carriages to make it up there. You do see towards the top of the ridge, there's a water wheel with a carriage connected to it, like almost like an elevator situation, but it seems to be broken down. It doesn't seem to be functioning. So you get to when you get to the top of the switchback trail, you see just this gorgeous landscape in front of you. There's this beautiful mountain lake with a small town kind of growing out of the lake's edge, and then just like forests and peaks further on behind it. Off to the west, you see a crumbling white tower that, you know, had to be magnificent back in the day when it was functioning, but now it's an old ruin. The tower stands sentinel above a mine that plunges deep, deep into the earth.
What's the aviary community look like in that tower?
You'll have to get closer to find out.
Better believe I will.
I imagine Selena's like plastered to like the window of the carriage. She's never like, I mean, I'm sure she's like traveled some, but it's very like idyllic and like, oh, it's the countryside.
Y'all wouldn't necessarily know this, but our other two characters know this, that the story goes that Theonite was discovered here hundreds of years ago, and a curious mage built this tower so that he could study it. And it was one of the first towers to fall in the Mage Wars because of the sort of strategic importance of this mine. In more recent years, a small keep was built up on the top of the ridge, and it's currently run by Sir Rex Yalos, who is a knight. These sort of settlements will either be run by a baron, if they've got a bit more population, or, you know, if it's just a small keep that needs to be protected, maybe a knight will be there. So that's the situation we have here. And you know that there's, you know, this mine that's run by Granona Flintbeard of the Reverb Mining and Logistics Company. Or sorry, just Reverb Mining and Logistics. I keep putting company on the end. As the on-site manager. And most of the people in the town work in the mine, but there's also, you know, hunters, smiths, and all sorts of other folks. You know, anyone that you would need to make a town function live here. There's probably maybe 200 people that live in the town here.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards?
Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of Radiant Mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of Hims? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with Hims, I don't have to. Through Hims, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the Arch Lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
So we're going to switch over to our two other characters who have been asked by Sir Yalos himself. It is Remembrance Day is just about a week off. That's the big feast, and it is compulsory for you to celebrate it. And Sir Yalos has requested that you go, and since you all do a lot of things around town, that you go and take down some big game for the feast. So he would like you to go into the forest to the northeast. You can't go to the forest to the west because that is where the grizzly folk live.
Okay.
And those are their forests. And Rhymeford does not have great relationships with this other settlement. So you have to steer clear of those woods. But you know, there's elk and bear and all sorts of other things out here in these woods.
Quadrupedal bear. Yeah.
Yes, could bring that. Tim and Nika, can you describe your characters for me? Let's start with Nika.
My character is named Rourke, and I spelled it like an asshole because I saw the way that Tim spelled his character's name, and I was like, well, this is just too fun. So it's a play. She is a half-orc, so it's a nice little play on her name and her race. It's R apostrophe O-A-R-C. She is a bard, and, you know, she is just an average little punk kid. She is in her 20s and she likes to get into trouble and be a thorn in Tim's character side.
What she look like?
Oh yeah. So she wears kind of like piecemeal things, but it's like kind of a punk style in like emo style. All I can think of is like myself whenever I was like going to the Warped Tour, but that is not what we are going to be using as our photo reference. She dabbles in being a bard. She does dabble in playing many instruments, like the dulcimer, the pan flute, the viol, there's another one, a whistle stick.
A kazoo.
Okay.
Oh, wow! She can be a whole band herself!
Wow.
The spoons.
She could be a whole band. She's got brass, she's got strings, she's got...
washboard.
Yeah, you know, everything. She could just be her own genre of music.
Jug.
She is she's a little taller. I am always going to make my characters my height because that's easy. So she is 5'8", and she has like really like big hair, but it's like shaved on the sides and very like punk. She's like half elf, so she's got like elf ears.
Oh.
And she's got orange skin, orangish red.
Hell yeah.
And green eyes.
Timothy, who you running?
Next to her, probably with his arm around her shoulder, pointing into the woods, is a 6.5-foot tall man, broad of shoulder. He has on, since it's cold out, he has on sort of like one of those hats with those ear flaps down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A big coat with fur lining that probably has the sleeves cut off a little bit for some reason. And he has a darker orange skin. Mm. He has long gray and black hair that has gone mostly gray.
Salt and pepper.
He has a quite the rotund belly, quite the wide shoulders. He's not in quote unquote battle mode. He's wearing mostly just his cold weather gear, probably like, you know, a gray jacket and pants and boots. He has a kind of like a longer beard, mustache, bright blue eyes, and kind of smile on his face. And as he's pointing out with his left arm and right arm over Rourke's shoulders, he goes, "All right, daughter of mine, see here, that ridge is where we're gonna find elk. Yeah, I don't know if we're quiet enough, but I'm sure me and you can do anything we put our mind to. Sorry for waking you up so early." And he has 5 green band tattoos over his large forearm. He has like a small cask clipped to his belt. And he has probably like a huge, he's probably carrying like all their shit. So like a huge cask, probably like a bow at his side and things like that.
Just, you gotta be quiet when you're out here in the woods.
He screams.
She is literally just on his back, like, not doing anything or talking. And she's like, yeah, quiet. We could be quiet, or we could just smash him.
Well, if we could see him, I mean, I just wanted to, you know, when Rex asked me to do this, I was like, sure, okay, I could get out of the tavern, why not? Take my little daughter out on a little fun camping trip. Yeah, I haven't taught you how to survive out in the woods like I should have.
I mean...
So, did you say your character's name?
No, my name is Chuck.
Hell no, spell
T apostrophe C H U C K or probably K. I forget what. Yeah, you think it. Chuck. And he's a bugbear. No, he's not. He's a hobgoblin.
Oh, I was.
Yeah, I'm a hobgoblin. So yeah, you know,
okay,
whatever.
So not natural daughter. Not natural daughter.
No.
No, no, no.
No.
We are a different species.
Could there be a story afoot?
Yeah, we. You know, the Hunters Guild, whatever, they get busy doing other things, but I'm sure he just wants us to do the heavy lifting and whatever. What is that? Perception check, Michael. I got a freaking... Did I not... I didn't take perceptions, you dumbass. Hey!
I got a 4.
I got an 8. I want to see what's in front of me, my friend.
You see a squirrel in a far off tree.
I snap my fingers and point at it, and a bell sound claxes next to it. Can this squirrel give me a wisdom saving throw, please?
I don't think it can, actually.
And has the squirrel taken damage yet?
No.
Like in a previous encounter?
Nope.
All right. Then you, squirrel, if you fail, you take a d8 of damage as a loud sonorous bell claps. Oh, you take 1 damage.
Oh, no. You didn't see it.
It falls to the ground dead.
Oh, first game. Let's go.
I mean, you broke the seal. We get 20 of those. Do we really need the elk?
True. Maybe. I don't know. Probably shouldn't have cast Toll of the Dead. It's one of the loudest spells I know. But
you tell me I can't cast anything all the time.
Yeah, you... And I kind of like stop, put my hands on her shoulders, hunch down. I'm not kidding. I'm allowed to. You're not. Just sing and use your crossbow. Okay, we've talked about this.
She will pat you on the shoulder and she says, okay, whatever you say. And I want to give you bardic inspiration.
Oh, yay. I'm going to roll intimidation against you.
Whoa.
What's bardic inspiration is D4?
D6.
D6?
Yeah.
God is good. So that is a 16 as I grab your hand and like, too many people died. I am not fucking kidding, Rourke. Cool it. We've been very, very lucky. All right? I just want to make sure if your father was alive, he would know I was doing a good job. Okay?
Well.
I feel like an asshole.
He's not, and you are. So why can't we have fun? There's no one around.
Rourke, it's not always gonna be that way. The mine is failing. They're bound to try to see what is going on. And I don't want to move. I got our house just the way I like it.
Just refinanced it.
Yeah, I can't. Sorry, that was... I ruined the mood, but... do you want to learn how to skin a squirrel? It's kind of... It's not fun.
It sounds really gross, but
it
also...
It is very gross. You want to look at the liver? It's very important.
Yeah. I want to read its bones.
Jesus. Raya be praised. Yeah, we can do that. And I grab the squirrel and sort of lay out some of my tools and show her how to gut it. Telltale signs of, like, this is what it might look like if it's a shitty sick squirrel or whatever like that.
Roll survival.
You got it, my brother. Now that... I did take.
Oh, shit, I have a +4 in that.
Nice.
That would be a 23.
You know what the fuck you're talking about. You are able to tell her exactly what this squirrel ate and how to...
A nut, see?
And I don't know, whatever else you want to know about this squirrel.
That's an acorn in there.
And then, yeah, no, I then I start probably a little quieter. I... open the sort of like small keg tankard thing at my side and have a nice 8:30 a.m. Beer, and I pass it over to Rourke.
I chug it, and then I have a big burp, and then a tiny quiet burp.
You're not my blood, but you did inherit my thirst for somehow. Nice burp, daughter.
I learned from the best.
And yeah, we'll probably continue to try to hunt. I'm good at surviving by myself, but it's been quite some time since I've needed to. Quickly, you can tell a lot of my muscle has gone to fat. And he's not. Yeah, he's a husky fellow. He's probably 6'5" and easily like 350 or so pounds. And then probably way more than that with his gear and things like that. But, you know, when he needs to, he's capable. And this is probably not the first time he's gone hunting. He has a men's group he goes out with, just a couple of dudes.
The boys.
Every Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like a yearly thing they do. Every Wednesday we have our three dragon ante night. And then every now and again we do our freaking hunting retreat.
Go ahead and roll survival for me again.
I'd love to.
Do you want to help him, Rourke?
Yes.
Roll with advantage.
So I got a 22.
So you pick up the tracks of an elk.
Okay.
For sure.
And then I think once we actually get to the quote unquote Sierra Zone, I would probably even take my pack off and set it down. Take out I would rub my hand against the tree kind of high up and kind of like lightly scorch it. I know we've kind of talked about before the weird way that magic works, and I'm playing fast and loose. I'm thaumaturging it, so it probably, you know, wouldn't super do this, but I'm kind of putting like a beacon for myself.
Just so you don't get lost? Or?
Yeah, so I don't lose my bag.
Got it. You found these tracks, mm-hmm. and you're able to, and they're recent, and you're going along, and you find some scat, some poo. You find a poo.
That's the scat. I pick up the doo-doo and kind of like show her.
You show her, but then you realize this is bear scat. This is not.
Oh God.
All right, you're allowed to use magic if we come up against the bear, because we're outside of the city or a town.
I mean, do you think I could make the bear like us?
Well, maybe. Yeah, yeah. I think you do anything, and I do the the kind of like punch your chin lightly. I think you make anyone like you. As long as they pass my test, am I right? I'm kidding. I'm joking.
You have to stop cleaning your weapons.
It's funny.
I have no friends.
It's fun. Wow, that's not true. I'm your friend. And then we probably continue on this time much more. Would the bear folk be weirdly pissed if we hunted a bear?
Yeah, we're not going to like accidentally kill one of them, are we?
Right. So you're not in their territory at all. And they are known to eat bear.
All right. Then we continue to hunt this bear.
Yeah.
Well, you're still there are elk tracks too, but then you realize you're in bear territory.
I probably want to show off, I would say. So
we're going after the bear.
Yeah, we're going after the bear instead. Way more meat. It'll look cool as hell. If we come into town with a bear carcass, how cool would that be?
No, this is very cool. I just want you to remember that you're the adult here.
Yeah, I'm the adult, so I decide we're going to the bear. It'll be fine.
So you come up and you come along a stream.
Okay.
And you see a bear, a black bear fishing in a stream.
It's a black bear. Well, nice guy.
They did send us out here to get meat, but if you did want to make it your friend, I wouldn't feel mad about it. We could always find an elk or something.
Let's kill it!
Okay.
I'm just joking. But also,
let's kill it.
Yeah.
How are you going to try to approach it? Are you going to sneak up? Are you going to charge in?
I mean, I can cast things from 120 feet away. Mm-hmm. So I haven't really ever thought before about hunting with magic and how weird that might be. But, you know, I could
I could probably give it a heart attack. which
I have a rapier, so I can get up close to it.
Okay, well.
Oh, I could disguise myself as a tree until I got close enough to it, and then I could stab it.
But you'd be saying that you'd be getting close to it as a tree. How many trees do you see that walk?
Well, the bear doesn't know that.
The bear does know that. He lives in the forest.
Who's to say that trees don't walk whenever we're not around? Have you ever seen it?
You got me there, but to survive in the wilderness, you gotta meet the wilderness at its point. If you try to make the wilderness bend to you, well then, you'll just fail.
Well, okay, maybe I can make the bear go to sleep?
Yeah, sure, definitely. Then we can painlessly put it out of its misery. Misery?
It looks pretty happy, but...
Oh, come on.
Yeah, okay, so I would try that. I think I know what I would do. I will try to cast sleep.
How close do you have to get?
90 feet.
Ooh. Damn. I cast guidance on you.
So you're going to go to 90 and Chuck is going to go to 120?
I'll keep up with her.
Okay. So give me stealth rolls.
No.
Please?
Okay.
It's rude of you to do better than mine.
I have a good stealth, but I rolled a nat 1, so I got a 5.
Damn.
2 nat 1 stealth rolls.
Plus 4, plus your d4 from my guidance, I think.
You step on a big stick, and it makes a big snap, and the wind changes, and it's coming right at you, or coming right behind you, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Bear looks and sees you and wants to eat you and starts attacking. It's foaming from the mouth. It looks...
Oh my god, it's rad.
And it's got red eyes and one big scar.
Ah, it's a zombie bear.
So initiative, Michael?
Yes, please.
5.
Kill him.
18.
Rourke, you're up first.
Okay, I'm going to try to cast sleep. So the spell sends a creature into a magical slumber. Roll 5d8, and the total is how many hit points a creature this spell can affect.
The second time this app.
Level 1. Sleep is very good at level 1.
It is. It's very useful.
Since it's like so binary, it's like, it's cool.
Yeah.
But then once people have more HP, you don't want to cast it because it just cannot work. Which is true of everything, I guess.
28 hit points worth of creatures.
Ooh. Christ.
The bear falls down and goes to sleep.
Sleepy sleep.
Nice job! And I give you a bear hug and pick you up and kind of spin you around and pat you on the back. Nice! That was good. Again, do not. How'd you cast so good? You're not practicing behind my back, are you?
No.
Okay. And I just like, I believe you. And I just kind of like jaunt off. humanely slit the bear's throat as possible, show Rourke how to tend to larger game, and hand Rourke our pack, get some sticks, and tie the bear to it, and then kind of put, I assume he's heavier than our pack, and kind of throw it on my back, and head on back with our two games we have.
Yeah.
One's a squirrel. You know, I make sure, because like, I think it's very funny to hook the squirrel to Rourke. So, you know, which we both got something so that I can obviously be like, oh, we both helped out. You look at what she got. Look what I got. Which is funny because she did get the bear and I got the squirrel. But you know what?
That's classic dad move.
You guys are going to make the lamest turducken ever.
Squirrel. Oh, can I roll another survival to get some mushrooms or some, ooh. Jennifer, what are garlics and onions called in the...
Alliums.
And some alliums, please.
Do it. Roll it.
Okay, that is a 25.
You get those.
Sick. And I show Rourke the various mushrooms, alliums, and what have you.
Nice. You find some... dandelion green.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mushrooms have really good PR.
They will kill you, though. Are there any psychedelic ones?
I would tell her not to touch them.
With that good of a roll, there definitely can be.
All right. I would probably grab them and be like, don't eat these. And I would wink.
Got it.
So you are dragging, or you're carrying this bear.
Yeah.
And squirrel back into town. And,
yeah.
And a unusual thing happens as you're getting into town. You see a caravan coming in.
What is this? New people?
I mean, probably one of those
the fartsy city folk coming out to experience the frontier, or maybe, I don't know, someone's come to yell at all Rex for the mine or something, or Granona.
Oh, Flintbeard.
I better go see Flintbeard to make sure she's okay after this.
Okay.
And as you're walking past, one of the carriage doors opens and two people step out.
Who?
We'll find out next week on episode 2.
Curveball, Michael. One person steps out.
And one big squirrel. We did it. We did an episode.
We did it.
That was so fun.
Wow, I can't believe I almost died immediately. Damn.
I can.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think that was a good experience for me because I'm really not used to playing a squishy character. It has been a very long time.
It's been a long time.
I'm glad you put that thing to sleep because I took my armor. I unequipped all my armor.
What?
On my character sheet. I was like, I'm not going to have disadvantage on stealth. Fuck that.
just throwing clothes off.
Because if you're like a warrior, right, you wouldn't gird yourself for battle if you're going to get like a freaking... elk.
Yeah, this is real.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Come
no, it's hardcore mode.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. The best stealth is... Wait, the best AC is stealth? I don't know what I'm saying.
Yes. The best AC...
is never getting attacked.
Yeah.
The best HP is AC.
That is
true.
Yeah. Yeah, the best healing is not getting hit. So that is definitely true. Wow. That was so fun. You know, we definitely talked about it. It's like, hey, you know, we want to luxuriate. So I'm really glad that we got to get both of us in there. And I loved hearing your guys' side of it. And I'm sure we're going to have... I mean, because Nika and I are related. So we instantly had our shit. So
yeah. But I already feel like that Botman's Karen and I have been through a traumatic situation together.
Found family, wow.
So I do feel like Celine will, because at first I think she would have tried to like be a little more reserved, but after you fight goblins with someone,
get
you
enough
shot with an arrow.
Yeah, get enough sausages in her.
Yeah.
She's like, man.
I'm ready to spill my guts.
Screech is going to get Celine in a costume at some point.
Yeah, no, people for Twitch and obviously for people listening in the future, the plan is to change our overlay a kissy. And once we get our art finalized, we don't want to, you know, rush our artist, especially because he got sick the other day, other week actually, is to have our faces and then our art and our some of our stats. We still don't trust you motherfuckers to have our entire character sheets because, as you know, we play good and fun, so sometimes we might not use a feature, you know what I'm saying? I did something that thaumaturgy can't do, and I said it, but like I thought I could do something else and it couldn't do any of that, so you know, there we go. But that sounds really fun. And then we have a couple other ideas down the road, but we wanted to definitely get into this and make this sort of a normal one and not inundate y'all with all those changes. Obviously we had the Leviathan stuff to ease you in, but God, I'm excited. Everyone's characters are so cool and so hot.
This is like probably the hottest crew that we've ever created.
Checking off for very, very specific boxes.
Yes.
I'm 55 archetype. Years old and huge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're all, everyone loves a daddy.
Yeah.
You were every boss that I had that I just wanted attention from. You're my papa.
Yeah, no, we had this one of our meetings where Nika had to be like, it sure is weird how you're playing this character. Not judging anything weird up for me, TV.
But then everyone else is so hot.
You're so hot.
Oh, and I'm a cleric, if you couldn't tell.
I am a sorcerer.
Hey, should we go eat dice?
I would love to give away dice.
Oh my god, yeah.
All right, we're going to do two this week because I don't think I can do anything wrong. And if you go to dieharddice.com for two for campaign two.
Oh, there we go. We got it.
And if they just give it, not important. If there's an issue, we'll just pay for it. So every single week we give away dice. Starting next week, it'll probably be just a measly $50 worth of dice. Did you know that? When we say free dice, we mean free premium diehard dice.
Yeah.
We don't just mean their rad $12 dice or their singular D20 dice. No. These are the sickest sets and maybe some information about some custom sets down the road. But if you go to dieharddice.com, you can enter the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark. If you're listening to this outside of April 2022 and on, maybe go to instagram.com/greetingsadventurers. Nika is the keeper of the dice code, so she always updates the Instagram to have the correct one if you're listening to this in a couple months. But you get 15% off your entire order. And then we get a kissy of that money back to us. So you get to help us and help yourself. And of course, that's ads, so don't sue me. BioTorch 89 and Alien Clam. Congratulations.
Excellent. Well, golly, if you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. And we're on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
Yes, and if any new people don't know, we do have a whole podcast network called Geekly Inc. Tons of different rad shows, from the Calls of Cthulhu, Monsters of the Week, Podcasts Boot, comics books, to frickin' Internet Advice. Mm-hmm. There's something for you. You can also check me out playing Rime of the Frost Maiden, which is a published adventure every Thursday at 2 p.m. or playing Vanguard of the Veil, a Monster of the Week podcast, every single Monday at 8:45 p.m. Eastern.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
And I also do a Naruto podcast. It's Naruto Revuto. It's really good. Check it out. And you can find me on Twitter at Tim Lanning.
You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Sheik.
You can find me at Nika_Howard. You can also find me on Sundays with the Cthulhu and Friends gang. I am streaming with them.
Oh, fun!
I just started this past weekend.
Wait, what? Really? That's rad.
Yeah, Ben has taken a little break, and so I am stepping in, and my character's name is Lilith. So you can watch us Sunday at 8:15 Eastern. And then you can find me on Instagram at the Nika Howard.
You can find me on Twitter at the Mike Bachman. Roll for Streetwise. Very soon, happening very soon. I've got finally got a flight booked on the 5th, and we're going out there and getting that done. But for the next few weeks, Lane from Glass Beach does a Music Mondays, and they're going to be working on tracks from the album. So you can get a little bit of a sneak peek if you follow Ooh. Glass Beach on Twitter and watch for those posts.
Cool,
nice,
that's exciting.
Oh, also, just because it's kind of brief, I'm doing a Book of Boba Fett show called Bounty Buddies. We've been doing it for Mandalorian, and Book of Boba Fett is very weird. So that's really fun to talk about.
Just for funsies, since we're talking about side project stuff, our local game store finally bought some of our games.
Oh, that's nice.
Because they saw us at that local event we did. They bought some games and they sold instantly.
What?
Amazing.
And then they had us come in to do an event, and there was the biggest one that they've had, and none of our listeners.
That's so cool.
Wow.
Yeah, so they bought more boxes from us, and then they sold those.
Describe to people what Drinks and Daggers is, just in case.
And drinksanddaggers.com. It's a card game based on our wonderful show. If you live in Rochester, they can't keep them on the shelves. Apparently they can everywhere else, but around here, well, they put it in a good spot, and people are just nom, 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 nom. And
that's
like,
amazing.
we're doing our third reorder.
Damn.
Yeah. No, it's so cool that the event we did, it was just people sat around for 3 hours and played our game, and we just, helped them or whatever.
That's awesome.
And everyone got super into it.
Yeah, no, I mean, like I said, I say it a lot. Thank God my friends are talented, so I don't have to lie to them about the things they create, because, Drinks and Daggers is almost exactly the type of shit I love,
Yeah.
Very good.
Add base building and you got me.
Excellent. All right, well, that's enough plugging of stuff. We will see you all next week, and hopefully for a lot of weeks in the future.
Yeah, another 9-year campaign.
We're not leveling up next episode, but we will level up soon. we'll see you next week. Until then, keep it dicey.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.